I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, how many pets are too many? Currently, we have one cat, but we have had as many as four cats at our house. For some folks, four pets is a lot. For others, it's just a start. I have an elderly friend who could not resist a homeless dog or cat. At one time, she had 14 animals, knew them all by name and personality, and loved them dearly. I have a much younger friend who has more than 20 pets, a combination of inside cats, barn cats, dogs, even a couple of horses. She also works at a professional job, so most of her free time is spent caring for the animals. A number of years ago, I had a friend who had 42 cats. Yes, you heard that right, 42. He owned a large house with lots of bedrooms, so he basically set up cat colonies indoors, segregating them in such a way that they could all get along with their roommates. When he went out of town on vacation or a business trip, he had to hire someone to clean and feed in his absence. So, do any of these friends have too many pets? I think my elderly friend did. She had to move into a retirement unit that would not allow so many animals. It was difficult for her to find homes for them all and painful to part with them. My younger friend, with all the different types of animals, is certainly able to take care of them. They are all healthy and happy, but she has had to forego most of her social life in order to take care of her pets. And my friend with the 42 cats, although he provided food and clean housing, there was no way for him to give all of them the kind of attention that makes any animal a pet. So maybe that's the determining factor in deciding how many are too many. If a person has space and time and resources to keep 2 or 10 or 20 animals as pets, then that's not too many. For someone else, just 2 or even 1 may be more than they can reasonably care for. Remember, it's not just about the numbers. It's really about the relationship when you're speaking of pets.